Every day, Edwin Rivera stands on the tipping floor where garbage trucks from cities and towns across Rhode Island literally tip their recyclables out to be sorted. Some 400 to 500 tons of recycling comes into this facility each day. Rivera watches all that debris for trash that doesn't belong.
I've seen everything over here. I've seen an entire couch. I've seen tires, dirty diapers, all kinds of stuff, almost everything.
And in case you're wondering, an entire couch is not recyclable. Neither are any of those other items Rivera mentioned. In his 4 years as supervisor here, he's seen non-recyclables ranging from the mundane to the macabre.
The skin of the deer with the head attached and not just once. The first year that I seen it happen, there was about four of them.
And while Rivera can laugh about the deer carcasses now, non-recyclable items sneaking into this facility are his biggest daily challenge. If he catches them here on the tipping floor, he can point them out, and workers in front loaders can scoop them out of the way to be hauled to the landfill. Some loads are so contaminated, as they say, with non-recyclable items that entire trucks bound for recycling go right to the landfill. But many items slip through and end up on the large conveyor belt that carries the detritus along the multi-level maze of belts and sorting equipment in this 75,000 square foot facility. It's one of the largest in New England. In the pre-sort area, four workers stand at the conveyor belt, rapidly grabbing anything that isn't recyclable as it whizzes by, stuffing it down metal chutes. Rivera calls them the first line of defense.
Their number one purpose on that line is to remove anything that could get tangled up or cause damage to the equipment. You'll see them remove large items. I've seen metal doors, engine parts. I've seen an entire concrete barrier.
Items like that make this a dangerous job for these sorters, who wear white surgical masks and heavy-duty gloves. Rivera thinks it's likely most people know not to recycle a deer carcass, but people are less sure about kitchen knives, hypodermic needles, and propane tanks. In the last year, Rivera says there have been more than a dozen injuries to workers handling non-recyclable items. Things like wires, hoses, and plastic bags get caught in the system and can temporarily shut down the entire operation.
One of the reasons that we think we get a lot of trash in the recycling is that people are just still confused about what should or should not go in their recycling bin or cart.
Crystal Neuser leads education and outreach for Rhode Island Resource Recovery, the agency that runs the Johnston Landfill and Recycling Facility. She says Rhode Islanders are perhaps a little too enthusiastic when it comes to recycling, accidentally flooding the facility with trash. And she has a deceptively simple solution: changing the signage on your recycling bin.
We joined an initiative, it's a national initiative called Recycle Across America. And the idea behind this initiative is to standardize the labels that are on recycling receptacles across the country.
She holds up a blue and white sticker about the size of half a sheet of paper. In English and Spanish, it reads mixed recycling with images of the four groups of recyclables: paper, metal, glass, and plastic. Each group has some simple rules, Neuser says, which will keep your recycling clean.
When it comes to plastic, the only plastic items you should put in your bin or cart are plastic containers. They have to be a container. So a bottle, a jug, a tub, a cup, those are containers. A plastic clothes hanger, it's plastic, but it's not a container, so it never belongs in your bin or cart at home.
That was news to me. The same thing goes for glass. Bottles are good. Light bulbs and window panes, not so much.
And then we have metal. And the rule with metal is cans and their lids and foil. And that's it.
That means no frying pans, in case you were wondering. All flattened paper, cardboard, and cartons are pretty much okay. Recycle Across America aims to get these stickers onto every recycling bin in the nation, says Neuser. Already, Rhode Island Resource Recovery has distributed the free labels to schools, state agencies, and cities and towns.
We don't expect perfection, and those labels wouldn't result in perfect recycling, but if you followed those, your recycling is going to be in pretty good shape, and we're going to be able to process it and sort it and sell it, and we're not going to, you know, reject those loads.
And rejecting loads with good recycling but too much trash is a problem because the landfill is quickly reaching its capacity. Recycling could extend the life of this facility. Both Noiser and Supervisor Edwin Rivera hope one day to be able to recycle more of the items they currently reject, but until then, Noiser says Rhode Islanders need to be mindful of what ends up in their recycling bin. John Bender, Rhode Island Public Radio.